Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. But verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I have read to you Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through. Let's have a word of prayer, Chief, before we go to today's reading in the book of Leviticus. Our Father God in heaven, thank you for this day and every day that you allow us human to exist on this day, on this earth. This is the day that you have made, and we thank you. We thank you for your constant protection from the evil one who seeks to devour us, to destroy us, your lost sheep. As always, Heavenly Father, praises and thanks go to you for giving us to sound mind with excellent health and keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, in Yahweh's name, aka also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. This is the day that you are to keep holy as well as rest. You'll find that in Genesis, or let me see, in Exodus know to have your three P's ready. That's your pen, paper, and pencil. Oh, let me just say this about Sabbath. We are to, Sabbath ends, well, it starts on Friday evening about an hour before the sun goes down, as well as ending on Saturday about an hour before the sun goes down. So you know to have your three P's, your pencils, pen and paper. And I want you to follow me. But there is one thing that I do want you to remember, sheep, and that is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15, where it says, judgment begins at the house of the Lord God. And if the righteous are scarcely saved, the sinners will not be saved. Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah. I have been reading, you know, you just can't go into the kingdom of heaven. There are, other than the Ten Commandments, there are other things that you should know. There are other statutes, laws, and decrees. So I'm going to start reading at chapter 19. Follow me to the book of Leviticus, chapter 19. And I pray that our Heavenly Father will allow me to read all of chapter 19 so that you will know. I don't want you to be with my program. I want you to know what the Bible says about the laws and the commandments that you and judgments that you should follow. Verse 19, we're talking about the moral and ceremonial laws. And the Lord spoke, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. Ye shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. So, what is there for you to not understand, sheep, about keeping the Sabbath? Again, Sabbath starts Friday evening, about an hour before sundown, and ends on Saturday. Did you not know that it ends on Saturday, about an hour before the sun goes down? Or are you just willfully being disobedient because of the Sunday church? No. I can tell you this from many years ago in the school. Constantine started that, as well as he stopped killing so many believers starting them to worship on the Sabbath, on the Sunday. You can find it. I used to have, he wrote what is called the Edict of Milan, and you can't find that on the computer these days. I used to have it, but I no longer have a copy of it. Let's pick up reading Leviticus chapter 19, verse 4. Turn you not unto idols, but make to yourselves molded image, molded gods. I am the Lord your God. What is a molded god? That's some type of image made out of wood or stone or clay. That's what a molded image is. And for those of you who do not listen to my program regularly, know that I am unable to accept calls, nor do I accept phone calls. My purpose is to lead God's sheep as well as to minister unto the people. This is what I was told many years ago. I'm trying to be obedient. First, as well as learn the Bible myself. And I was in church for many years, but I've learned more in these last 4 years, I think, than being in church regularly for at least 40 years. Let's pick up reading Leviticus chapter verse 5. Again, I am learning as well as you are from the Bible. Verse 5, Leviticus 19. And if ye offer a sacrifice, a peace offering unto the Lord, ye shall offer it at your own will. It shall be eaten the same day ye offer it, and on tomorrow. And if aught remain until the third day, it shall be burnt in the fire. So just eat that offering for 2 days. Verse 7, and if it be eaten at all on the third day, it is abominable. Abominable means hated. God does not want you to eat it on the third day. It shall not be accepted. Verse 8, therefore, everyone that eateth it shall bear his iniquity. And iniquity is your wickedness and your immorality. What the sacrifice that you were trying to make unto God to get rid of those wickedness and immorality. Verse 8 again, therefore, everyone that eateth it shall bear his iniquity, because he has profaned the hallowed. Hallowed means holy thing of the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, ye shall not wholly. Wholly means totally or fully reap. That's gather the corners of the field. Neither shall thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard. Neither shalt thou gather every grape of the vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am your God. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. Verse 12. And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shall thou profane the name of thy God. I am Yah, the Lord. Thou shalt not defraud. Defraud means to cheat thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night. Abide means to be held. You should not hold it or keep it with you all night until the morning. You should pay the person as soon as day's work is over. Verse 14, thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear thy God. I am Yah, the Lord. Verse 15, ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shall thou judge thy neighbor. Verse 16, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer. So who or what is a talebearer? A talebearer is one who spreads gossip as well as rumors among the people. Neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am Yah the Lord. Excuse me. Verse 17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. And whenever I see the word heart, I change it to mind, because your mind is where your thought process comes from. Your heart beats and keeps your blood going throughout the body. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke. Rebuke means to scold or make your neighbor feel bad. Thy neighbor, nor and not suffer sin upon him. Verse 18. Well, maybe I should go back and read verse 17 again. I'll do that. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart, thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Verse 18, thou shalt not avenge. Avenge means to pay back, or I'm going to get you back. Do not think like that, sheep, nor bear any grudge. A grudge is have ill feelings or resentment against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am Yah, the Lord. Verse 19, ye shall keep my statutes. And what are statutes? We learned last week. He was so smart. That's right. Statutes are laws or decrees commanded by God. Thou shalt not sow. Let's read verse 19 again. Thou shalt keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Diverse means different kind. Let him gender with his own kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seeds. Mingle means mixed seeds. For instance, I'm thinking, do not sow a corn seed with a tomato seed or a zucchini seed with a watermelon seed. Neither shalt thou, excuse me, let's read that again, verse 19. Ye shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seeds. Neither shall a garment mingled with linen and wool come upon thee. Verse 20. And whosoever lies carnally, carnally means sexually, with a woman that is a bondsmaid, bethrawled. Bethrawled means she is engaged to a husband and not at all redeemed, nor freedom given her. She shall be scourged. Scourged means beaten. They shall not be put to death because she was not free. And he shall bring a trespass offering unto the Lord, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, even a ram for a trespass offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering before the Lord for his sin which he has done. And the sin which he has done shall be forgiven him. And that sin goes back up to verse 20, where he slept with a bondsmaid that was betrothed or engaged to another man. Let's go down to verse 23. Let's pick up reading it, verse 23. And when ye shall come into the land and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised 3 years until it be as uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten, but in the fourth year all the fruit thereof shall be holy and praised to the Lord withal. And withal means as well. Verse 25, and in the fifth year ye shall eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am Yah, the Lord your God. Ye shall not eat anything with the blood. Do not eat rare meat. Neither shall ye use enchantments. Enchantments are spells or magic, nor observe times. Verse 27, ye shall not round the corners of your head, neither shalt thou mar the corners of your beard. So just let your hair and your beard grow naturally the way God wants it to. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks. My other Bible says, make tattoos upon you. I am Yah, the Lord. Do not prostitute your daughters to cause her to be a whore. That word is actually in the Bible, W-H-O-R-E. Lest the land fall into whoredom, and the land shall become full of wickedness. Ye shall keep my Sabbath. The Sabbath day is important to God, because in verse 3 of chapter 19, it tells you to keep the Sabbath. Reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord your God. You can't do everything in the church that you want to. You cannot, don't drink, don't have sex in there, don't do drugs in there. Remember, Jesus threw people out of the sanctuary in the book of Matthew. I can't remember what chapter right now. Verse 31, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. Defiled means to be polluted. I am the Lord your God. Verse 32, thou shalt rise up before thee. Let me start with verse 32 again. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary. The hoary is the elderly or gray-haired person, and honor the face of the old man as well as the old woman, and fear thy God. I am. You ought to respect your elderly. I am going to stop at verse 33, and if it's God's will, I will start reading at verse 33 next time. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your love, see, thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and forgiving us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In Yahweh's name, aka Jesus' name, I pray that prayer. Remember, sheep, take God, our Heavenly Father, with you everywhere you go. And if it is God's will, I will be with you next week, next Saturday. I want you to go and purchase this at www.eatandlibelonger.com. And if you go to Amazon.com and purchase my two ebooks, The Broken Plant and The Passing, as well as my new book, The Unseen. My name is spelled S-O-N-D-R-A Harris. May God bless you. God loves you. I love you too, but God loves you more than I.